closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Just reading the scrolling, whatever you want to call it, the headlines they have accompanying a story on Fox News Channel right now. Don't have the sound up, obviously. But that Trump had a good week last week, Clinton had a bad week last week, and that trend is likely to continue this week. Eclipsing her in that national poll is monster. You can't oversell how big that is, because the whole mantra was he cannot beat her. He cannot beat her. So, yeah, he's had a good week. A lot of people are wondering how I'm navigating the fact that I'm not going to vote for him with talking about the election. There's also no reason to beat him up anymore, because I don't want Hillary Clinton any more than I want him. And that's the theme, really, of this story in the Wall Street Journal. Perhaps at unprecedented levels, those who do cast a ballot for either Trump or Clinton, those who do, at perhaps unprecedented levels, will be voting against one versus for the other. Now, this happens every election. You know that. A lot of people who did get out and vote for Mitt Romney weren't excited about him, but wanted to try to stop a second Obama term that failed. More than half of registered voters in the latest Wall Street Journal NBC News poll who say they plan to cast ballots for Clinton, half say it's more to oppose Trump than support her. A slightly larger share of Trump backers say the same thing. More Trump supporters say they're voting against her than for him. Then Clinton supporters say they're voting for him versus, or, you know, get against her. So Earl's going to translate this into English. Those negatives, 60% for Hillary, for Trump, 53% for Hillary, is pretty much that's what you're seeing. Now, it's a horse race according to the latest polls. But the reality is they are the two most disliked political. It is going to be who do we hate the least. The winner of this election will be able to say they're the ones voters disliked the least. And I don't care if you're voting for Donald Trump. I don't care if you're voting for Hillary Clinton. That is true. Truer than it has ever been. And it is interesting because I still get emails and I still go, you're not going to stick with this till November, are you? And a lot of talk show hosts, there are talk show hosts who don't support Trump, who didn't say hashtag never Trump. And there are those of us who did say hashtag never Trump. And someone has said, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world if you admit that you locked into a position too soon that you can't hold on to. That is to suggest that you don't understand why I'm hashtag never Trump. Nothing has changed about Donald Trump in terms of what put me in that position in the first place. But somebody asked me an interesting question yesterday. So are you telling your listeners not to vote for Donald Trump? I did try to reason with Trump supporters during the primaries. But no, I'm actually not saying that now. And my one vote isn't going to change a damn thing. I get that. Other than I stay true to what I believe and I can sleep at night. If you can vote for Donald Trump and sleep at night, I'm not judging you. I'm not. I can't. and that has not changed. There was a piece last week that I won't get into it. It's from the Washington Post that suggested that how Donald Trump is getting elected is how fascism will come to the United States. There'll be retribution. He'll come after people like me. And all of that. Is that possible? Yes. But I'm not lying awake nights worrying about that. But I think what you're seeing is, and it's going to be interesting how this will impact turnout. If half the people or more than half the people are coming out to vote against someone, we'll see what a motivation, what a driver that is versus being enthusiastic about their candidate. Now, one more thought on this. Hillary Clinton has denied a Fox invitation to debate Bernie Sanders before the California debate, California primary. Delegate rich, 475 Democratic delegates at stake. Why is she begging off? Because she thinks she can only lose. What if skipping that debate hurts her? I have not seen the latest California polls. I'm going to assume she's leading by a lot, but I don't know that. I don't know. It's believed skipping a debate hurt Donald Trump. But we'll see. Yeah, they can't skip debates during the general ones. This is like preseason. You can rest your starters. Not in the regular season. Now, here is something that I just think is interesting. Because of the rigged game Trump talked about a rigged system. The Democratic system is really, 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 really rigged. And there really is no way for him to win. But, I mean, I think he would have to take like 90% of the delegates from here on out, something like that. But Democrats have to be looking at how he polls against Donald Trump versus how she polls against Donald Trump. That's got to be in the back of their heads or the front of their heads. It's like, and the reason being, he really doesn't have baggage. The little bit of baggage that they found on the guy, you know, that thing he said about rape and some of the other things, I mean, that is nothing compared to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. And one of the things that he seems to get high scores on is, look, the guy scares the crap out of me, but at least he's honest about who he is. How many times have you heard people say that? Look, this is it. By the way, did I read this right? Did I? Hang on a second, because I'm going to get in trouble if I have this wrong. Factoral, I so want to get this right. I may take a break here before I say this on the air. It was stunning, and it was unfamiliar to me. Let's see. Yes. Oh, my God. This is true. Listen, see, Earl, I'm going to give you three guesses to complete the sentence. More voters expressed very negative views about Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump than they did about who? Three guesses. Bernie Sanders, wrong. Take another guess. More voters expressed very negative views about Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump than they did about blank. It's like the old match game. I'm Gene Rayburn. Come on, take a guess. If you whiff badly on this one, I'll throw you a bone. More voters expressed, okay, Ted Cruz, not a U.S. citizen, not a U.S. citizen. More voters expressed very negative views about... Oh, you still think that's Ted Cruz. You're hysterical. You're a funny guy over there. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. Come on, make another guess here. I'm a busy man. Listeners are busy. Chavez, you, at least now you're ballparkish. Putin. Vladimir freaking Putin. More voters expressed negative views about Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump than they did about Russian President Vladimir Putin. Well, now I guess I know who to write in. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well, it just tells you where the American mind, you know, have you ever seen the guy without a shirt? How can you blame him? It's 10:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.